Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, you tune in to Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to the program Let's Talk with your host, Vismar. You're listening to the 10 o'clock show, and it's Saturday night. You're listening to the Saturday night show on Radio Talk 101.3. The number is 1-917-889-2678. You can call in to holler at Bismarck, or you can call in to send a request out to a friend or family. If you're just tuning in, you tune into your favorite station, Radio Talk 101.3, with your host, Bismarck. Yeah, I'm Bismarck. Let's get into some headline world news now before we get back into music. Iraq WikiLeaks release offers new casualty details. Cholera outbreak creeps closer to Haiti's capital. Brand Fairweather a tiger reserve in India. Kenya Red Cross, 7 fans die from football stampede. Mexico, 13 dead in massacre at Ciudad Juarez party. Barbados Prime Minister Thomas dies at 48. Tropical storm Richard brushes Honduran coast. Iraq Prime Minister WikiLeaks abuse leak designed to hurt him. France, baby dies, 10 injured in fall from window. Suicide attackers assault UN office in Afghanistan. Let's get into some headline financial news. Group of 20 vows to avoid currency devaluations. Obama, consumers lost a financial law repealed. Tribune Call, CEO resigns, new bankruptcy plan filed. FDA rejects Arena Pharma diet drug lorcaserin. 7 banks closed in Florida, Georgia, Kansas, and Arizona. Iraq war leaks. No U.S. investigation of many abuses. Vestion holders could sell up to $2.94 billion in stock. Strikes hurt travel for France school holidays. HP selling Windows 7 tablet for business users. Google tightening privacy leash on its employees. That was financial news. Let's get some news from around the world. Kenya football crush kills 7. 7 people have been killed in a stampede at a football stadium in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, officials say. Guinea delays runoff vote again. Guinea's new election chief says the much-delayed presidential runoff scheduled for Sunday will not go ahead as planned because of logistical difficulties. South Africa could ban vuvuzelas. 2010 World Cup host South Africa could ban the vuvuzela if fans continue to use them as missiles. Wow. 7 die in Kenya Stadium stampede. Went through that. Harding on Africa, how Mandela struggled with being seen as a saint. The blame game, political backlash over Nigeria's Independence Day bombing. Who should fund Africa's political parties? Is political party funding on the African continent transparent? Will UK cuts impact on Africa? South Africa unions agree state pay offer. South African civil servants accept a pay offer ending a role that saw crippling strikes. Somali militants ban phone cash transfers. Wow. That was news from around the world. is another one. Outed gay Ugandans attack. Nigeria forced marriage upheld. Mugabe hijacks Big Brother fame. FIFA official denies vote selling. World blockade on Somali urged. Nigeria holds secret bomb hearing. Renault GPS used to deter poachers. Very interesting. China opposes UN Darfur report. South African porn film delivers safe sex message. Ethiopia swapped aid for votes. Could a rusted coin rewrite Chinese African history? Interesting. Interesting. Are you listening to Radio Talk 101.3 and you're listening to your host, Bismarck? You're listening to the 10 o'clock show, the program Let's Talk. Keep that dial tuned in because we're going to be riding. It's Saturday night, so let's keep it riding.
Thank you.
Cole from the album Stay Alive, the song Drop Your Guns. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to your host, Bismarck.
No.
You said there's gonna be redemption.
Yeah.
You said there's gonna be salvation.
That's what you said.
You said there's gonna be progression.
Promises.
When will the dream of your country?
Maybe.
You said there's gonna be
justice.
Every man will be just equality.
Quality.
You said there's gonna be freedom. But everywhere only destruction. You said there's gonna be redemption.
Oh.
You said there's gonna be salvation. You said there's gonna be progression. When will the dream of your country?
Oh.
You said there's gonna be justice. But every man will be judged equally.
Equally.
You said there's gonna be freedom. But everywhere only destruction.
President? No. You can't go on like
president,
this. One president. One president. You're a can't be president.
Ooh, yeah.
We gotta stop this.
Oh, yeah. We don't want no promises. We want reality. Ooh, yeah. Oh, no. Ooh, yeah.
Everybody seems to be frustrated.
Yeah.
Corruption and pollution have filled this place.
Stand up and justify your inclusion. You said there's gonna be stability. But now, financial instability. Crisis of trouble everywhere. Politicians, Mr. President. Oh, we don't need no lies.
To Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3.
Together.
That was the song, I'm in Love with You, from the artist Sugar Vaughn. And that's from the 2010 project. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to the 10 o'clock show. And we're taking it kind of slow this evening to start off with, and then we're going to bounce right into it. So just glide along with us. Keep that dial tuned in to Radio Talk 101.3.
Take this no more. I'll force it out the door.
Yeah, there was five Bad Boys artists, Tommy Tunes, with the song All Night. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to your host, Busy.
Yeah. You just tuned in to one of the biggest movements in the world, shout out to the world. Big Mo. Young Calico.
Let me see you talk, 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 talk. Drop and stop. Girl, I've been hurt, and I don't wanna do it again. But girl, I'm the worst. I'm trying to be with you and you're free, when you're free. Buddy, you wanna try to love me tonight. Here we need, we need to take it slower, alright, slower.
About 25 minutes down the hour, and I've got a very interesting interview for you to listen to. And before we get into that interview, I'd like to read you a few things from Liberia, and that's from the Daily Observer. It says, Ellen receives Friend of the Media in Africa Award. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is the first sitting African president to receive the Friend of the Media in Africa Award, a prestigious award given biannually to political leaders. Food crisis, climate change, others top Afro-Arab summit. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Sunday, October 10th, joined more than 60 African and Arab leaders and heads of government attending the second Afro-Arab summit at the official opening session. Significant improvements. The Moore Abraham Foundation, an organization committed to supporting good governance and great leadership in Africa, has published its 2010 assessment report, giving Liberia a score of 44. Nigerian reaffirms commitment to Liberia's peace reconstruction. The Federal Republic of Nigeria has reaffirmed its commitment to supporting Liberia's peace building and reconstruction process. We mobilized U.S. $16 billion in private investment. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has reminded a panel of the World Development Report on the need to address the unemployment challenges facing the country. Taylor's lawyers want evidence from President Mbeki. Defense lawyers for former Liberian President Charles Taylor have indicated that they want former South African President Thabo Mbeki to testify in the Hague about the circumstances under which Mr. Taylor is involved. And these are news from Liberia, West Africa. And big garbage threatens 35,000 Soninwen residents. Several residents, small and large businesses, people in the Soninwen community adjacent the Rally Time Market on United Nations Drive in central Monrovia said the unattended garbage continues a threat. There was some news and headlines from Liberia, and I want to play you an interview from one of our correspondents. It's an interview with a representative from the CDC party headed by Soccer Ambassador George Weah of Liberia, who's running for president. And it's about the CDC joining ranks, you know, hoping to merge with that of the Liberty Party LP, which is headed by Councillor Brumskin. And here's an interview done with a representative of the CDC party talking about Soccer Ambassador George Weah, who's the head of the CDC party running for the presidential election, and also talking about the CDC merger with the Liberty Party. Listen carefully, because this is very important.
He has committed himself to doing everything possible to ensure that the opposition provides a united ticket. And he has said also that to achieve this, all of the options are on the table.
So let me understand, Ambassador Weah is willing to work with all the opposition parties, even if it means that he is not the standard bearer of the opposition parties for 2011.
This is why we have designated an exploratory team, a negotiating team, led by Jared Indo Sharif, our chairman, to consider all of these options. And we are saying that there is no option that is not on the table. All the options are available. So whatever permutations you have, we are determined to ensure that this happens.
It was reported in some Liberian news media that he has said that he was willing to be vice president to Councillor Charles Brumskin's Liberty Party. Is this true?
Well, what is true is the content of the press statement that was sent to you. And the statement was clear, categoric, that he will do everything possible and work hard to unite the opposition, and that all the options are on the table.
People are wondering whether he singled out Councillor Charles Brumskin's Liberty Party is he also willing to work with other opposition parties?
That's the point of his press statement. As you well know, Councillor Brownskin is a very prominent and strong opposition leader himself, and we have had no formal agreement with him, so we are seeking that, and we have already designated Geraldine Dosharif to begin the work of starting negotiations with the Liberty Party, and we believe we achieve the desire of having a very unified opposition going to the 2011 elections. If you notice, Mr. Weah also expressly said that he believed that without a strong opposition, Liberia will slide back into one-party state. He doesn't want that.
Mr. Nambe, some people are saying this is a very good idea that the opposition would like to come together, but other people are wondering why did Mr. Weah all of a sudden agree to do this?
Well, not all of a sudden. We have had several conversations with the Liberty Party, with Linu, and with other political actors. So this is not all of a sudden. It is the result of a deliberate and constructive engagement with all members of the opposition.
In the press statement, Ambassador Weah talked about defeating elitism that has come about under the leadership of President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. What does he mean by elitism?
Well, if you notice, in Liberia nowadays, a very small clique of people are amassing wealth at the expense of the majority. The elite are the ones benefiting from the natural resources of our country, and this is what Mr. Weah is referring to. This is the change that he wants to effect so that that doesn't get perpetuated in our country.
Yeah, you heard it here on Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. That was an interview with a representative from the CDC party headed by SACA Ambassador George Weah from Liberia, who's running for who was running for president, now has changed his format. Now is trying to join ranks with that of the Liberty Party headed by Councillor Brumskin, and to serve as his vice president, not as the standard bearer anymore of the CDC, but now as the vice president to the standard bearer of the Liberty Party. They are saying that they're trying to unite the opposition's party, the opposition parties, but hey, I ask you the question, why now? Why now? If you can remember, I brought you a story before about the chief of press and propaganda from the CDC party that resigned. She resigned, and she also said that she hasn't dismissed it, that maybe in the future she might join ranks with that of the Unity Party, which is headed by Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Now, why all of a sudden the CDC party have decided to abandon their platform and now join ranks with that of the Liberty Party? And why has Ambassador George Weah abandoned his position as standard bearer of the CDC party running for the presidential election? Now is joining ranks with that of the Liberty Party and somehow downgrading, you know, from a presidential candidate to now a vice presidential candidate running with that of the Liberty Party. But I would ask you this question, you know, is Councillor Brumskin, who is the standard bearer of the Liberty Party, making a wise choice? You know, this leaves me with a question that, you know, if Councillor Brumskin can accept Ambassador Weah as his vice presidential candidate, you know, joining ranks, you know, the CDC and the Liberty Party, I mean, it leaves me, you know, confused that Councillor Brumskin will choose or will agree to have you know, Ambassador Weah as his vice presidential candidate in this presidential election. If you remember once, there was a Liberian patriot that put on a Facebook that, you know, CDC merging with LP, Ambassador Weah and Councilor Brumskin could make a dream ticket to win the election against the UP party, which is headed by Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. And that sounds unbelievable. A dream ticket? Impossible. Impossible. You know, I want to say here openly to South African Ambassador George Weah from Liberia. Apparently, you have some people around you that are giving you the wrong advice. You know, that are only there with you for your financial wealth or to pocket finances from you through this process. I would say to you, Mr. Weah, that I've admired and, you know, your accomplishments, all your achievements as a professional soccer player from Liberia and, you know, bringing awareness to Liberia and, you know, making way for some other Liberian soccer athletes, you know, to have the opportunity. I would have suggested to you to continue, you know, your effort as, you know, a Liberian soccer ambassador to promote sports in Liberia to the highest level, you know. But being a president, running for presidency, is far-fetched, and that's off the scale for you. And to Mr. Brumskin, all I can say is, To the Liberian people, think about it. I'm bringing you these issues to make you aware of what's going on in Liberia and with all the political, you know, parties, you know, that are now in the presidential, you know, campaign. You know, I've invited members of political parties, you know, standard bearers of political parties to come on my show and talk about their platform for the Liberian people and, you know, to introduce themselves to the Liberian people in the world and, you know, to talk a little more about themselves and the interest for Liberia and the Liberian people. I still would like you people to come on the show. You know, don't be scared. All I have is questions to enlighten the Liberian people about what's going on in Liberia. So to all the presidential candidates, I'm coming at you. I'm sending an open invitation for you to come on my show. If you don't come, I'm still going to talk about it, and I'm still going to direct it towards you or the rest. This is a very, very, very important era in Liberia and in the lives of the Liberian people. So don't take it for granted. You know, you heard it first on Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to your host, Bismarck. The number is 1-917-889-2678, and you're listening to the program, Let's Talk. It's about 10 minutes down to the hour, and it's, you know, we'll be getting out of here in a minute. But before we get out of here, let's get into something by 2C, L.I.B. Dream, Liberian Dream.
I'm the Liberian Dream.
Grind and keep doing what you do. It's a hard life we live. You got stand. The future of our land, our plan in the sand. If we take them by the hand and tell them about the plan to go to school so they can get their education, or jump up out the sand to build a better land and stop depending on money from the uncle we call Sam. I'm not rolling up boys or girls or dope too. The moral of the song is what I'm gonna tell you. We need to sit and realize about the war we went through. Many people had dreams about things they couldn't do. Once again, it's LIB to me. It's nothing new. The dreams that we had are finally coming through. The money, the cars, the clothes, yeah, that's good too. But education is something no one can take from you.
Tell the truth to the outside. I'm looking in my watch cause I'm thinking it's about time to hang the jersey up. Baby, you've been heard enough.
Tell me what you want. Know that I got you for it. You know I'm gonna be here. Because you a few times.
to make sure that I'm home. On time, cause your only exceptions when I'm on the grind. Be a good to know your mind, even though that it ain't Valentine. And if it was Valentine, you would be my Valentine. I'm lucky and you're my holy clover. And that's something that you rarely find. You will make a great baby mama when it's time. I hope you carry mine. Combination of both, good brain plus you're very fine. Everybody make mistakes, but you forgive me every time. Kiss and make up from your lip gloss is that cherry kind. Just stay down like you falling and you can't get up. And I'm your soldier boy, still stalling just to crank it up. To get the ball rolling, you've been way too long, Bree Bree. Nation got something to say just in case you wanna leave.
Tell me what you want, Nation. I know that I got you for. You know I'm gonna be here.
We love you. Peace. Have a blessed evening. Let's get out of here forever.
Kiss.
$1 billion Bobby.
I'm doing.
Bismarck will holler at you later. Peace.